Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think what we need to do right now is make sure that everyone in Virginia understands that getting the vaccine is the most important thing we can do.
Republican Virginia gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin on COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Youngkin and his opponent, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, squared off Thursday night in a debate hosted by the Appalachian School of Law. Biden's shrinking approval ratings could improve the GOP's chances of winning gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey. A Washington attorney who specializes in cybersecurity issues has been indicted over allegedly lying to the FBI ahead of the 2016 election in a conversation about possible ties between Donald Trump and Russia. Michael Sussman is a former federal prosecutor who works at a law firm with long-standing links to the Democratic Party. He's the second individual to be charged in special counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. Congressional Democrats on Thursday asked the heads of four major oil companies and two lobbying groups to testify on whether the industry led an effort to mislead the public and prevent action to fight climate change. Earlier this year, oil lobbyist Keith McCoy admitted some of the industry's tactics.
Did we aggressively fight against some of the science? Yes.
The lawmakers cited a study in the peer-reviewed journal Climatic Change that said 91 think tanks and advocacy organizations that downplayed global warming were funded by ExxonMobil and industry groups. In Senate testimony, U.S. gymnast Michaela Maroney lambasted the FBI and the Justice Department for how agents mishandled child sexual abuse allegations brought against convicted former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. Maroney identified herself as the gymnast described but not named in the report, who spoke to the FBI about her allegations in September of 2015.
Not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later, they made entirely false claims about what I said.
The official U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has passed 250,000 people. FDA scientists have expressed skepticism over a push by the White House to authorize third booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, and in a report said the vaccines currently in use still afford protection against severe disease and death. Meanwhile, the Biden administration will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all new immigrants to the United States beginning on October 1st. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.